Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. It's 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central Time. Here's the latest information on Tropical Storm Sally. Wind still 65 miles an hour, moving west-northwest at 6 miles an hour, about 140 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Let's look at the latest information here. And starting off with the satellite, really starting to see, you know, the definition of this storm. You can kind of see how the convection is really blowing up in the center of it. Just really looking at the clouds and the expanse of this storm and looking at some of the rainfall, some of those rain bands already making onshore in the Florida Panhandle. So starting to see some of that heavy rain and looking at the latest forecast, really getting this updated as we speak. Everybody here, and this is the brand new information that just came in just seconds ago. You start looking at the expanse of the tropical storm force winds standing out more than 100 miles away from that center. So some of those winds getting closer and closer to the shoreline here, and we still expect the winds to become hurricane strength with time, but it's slow. I mean, that's been the story of Sally the whole time here, because if you think about the timing, here's 10 o'clock Central Time, and with time, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, really close to the mouth of the Mississippi River, and then turning towards the north very slowly, and you look with time, that's 7 a.m. Wednesday, so in 24 hours, that's all the movement that we're going to get right there. So that means more rain, more storm surge, plenty of time for those winds as well. And that's what we're looking at with some of those impacts associated with this, but not just on the coast, but with time still moving fairly slowly over portions of Mississippi and then into Alabama. So not just on the coast is going to see that heavy rain, also inland seeing this heavy rain. And this is what we're looking at here, just some big values of rainfall. And remember, you know, some of this could shift back and forth. I mean, the storm could go a little bit left, a little bit right, and that takes the rainfall along with it. So along that center and to the right, you see that heavy rain. And this is the latest forecast, large values, just dangerous values of rainfall. This whole area, 15 to 20, and in some cases, 20 to even 24 inches of rainfall. So that's a significant amount of rain. Portions of southeast Louisiana over to the Mississippi coast, over to Alabama, and even inland starting to work 6 to 10 inches, stretching in a big portion of central portions of Alabama is there. So watch out for that flash flooding. That's a dangerous situation associated with it. You look at the rivers, travel on the roads, very dangerous. And that's what we got to be looking at with Sally, but also the storm surge. A big story with this system is also the storm surge. Slow movement gives more time to start piling up that water. So some areas between the mouth of the river and Ocean Springs could see 7 to 11 feet. But remember, right along that forecast center and to the right is where you get that flow. And as a result, prolonged flow from the south, you get 5 to 8 foot potentially Ocean Springs to the Mississippi border. And looking over here, 4 to 6 foot Mobile Bay. We're going to be looking at those values because each forecast changes a little bit. So as the storm surge, you start looking at that rainfall. And sometimes you get that rainfall with a storm surge blocking the drainage, and the water could really pile up on some of those inlets, even inland, even miles inland in some cases, you can see that dangerous water. So this is the latest information from here at the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Sally.